Mitchell's Front Page. Trish from Talking Heads.
Morning, Trish. How are you?
Good morning. Did you like that?
Yeah, just tell us about that track.
That's a song called You Can Run, or the other name for it is Fern's Theme, and it's by the Orb Weavers, and it was written by Marita Dyson and sung by Marita Dyson and her partner Stuart Flanagan. And the Orb Weavers are a Melbourne band. They're positioned in Brunswick, and they have a retired racing greyhound called Fern, who was trained to run in races from birth. So yeah, this is part of their biog. I actually spoke to Marita on Facebook, as you can these days. I actually sent her a message last night and said, tell me about Fern. I wanted her words. And this is what she said. As a pet, they are wonderful, gentle, affectionate dogs, very easygoing, and they spend more time lying on the couch than running. They only need a small amount of walking each day. And she said, we hope more people adopt retired racing greyhounds as they need homes. Well, we know that, don't we, from what we've been seeing on the news.
Exactly. Now, I was talking to Fred and Cheryl from Breakfast about this.
Yeah, she described greyhounds beautifully.
Well, everyone that I've spoken to about having a greyhound as a pet seems to say the same thing, that they are great pets. They are very placid, docile animals, which is perhaps not what you'd expect when they're running around a racetrack. But as you might have heard me saying to Fred and Cheryl, just with all we've seen of the industry and ABC Four Corners, the industry is, you know, being given almost a last chance to reform itself and get itself back on track, isn't it?
Well, that's exactly right. I was just as disturbed as everybody else when I saw those horrific, when I saw the horrific film of greyhounds being blooded, so to speak, with kittens and rabbits. I mean, it just seems incomprehensible to us. But what, you know, we're talking about Mitchell's Front Page. Well, this is my front page, or has been for the last week. I have been noticing a lot of people around my area walking greyhounds, and it's come to my attention a few times, and I just look at their faces and I see those beautiful, beautiful big soft eyes. They're a very appealing dog, and I guess one of the things that appeals to me is that I don't have one, but I'd love one. They don't need grooming and they're clean. They don't smell. They're just really beautiful house dogs. They're pretty lazy though.
Are you a dog person in general?
I don't know what a dog person is. I've got a friend who thinks that I don't like dogs, and it's really her dog that I wasn't very fond of.
Yeah, all right.
The crazy, mad, untrained, crazy, mad dog that was just treated like a human and it behaved like it had superiority.
Trish, a dog person is someone who doesn't like cats.
Well, I like all animals, really. I can see beauty in all animals. But, yeah, this friend of mine who described me as, you know, a not a dog lover, and this is stuck, and I've known her for a long time, but I've got another friend who has a couple of those divine poodle crosses, you know, the poodly, schmoodly, doodly, moodly thing.
Yes.
They are hilarious. They're the best fun. That poodle instinct in those dogs is just, it really brings out the best in dogs, and that's why they're so popular, that, you know, they're pretty and they're fun and they're great with kids, and as are greyhounds, believe it or not.
Well, I think you raised an interesting point there about the people that treat dogs as humans. You know, they're part of the family, they're their own kids. I just think that's interesting.
Well, I would more than likely do the same thing if I had a pet. I would say that it would probably sleep on the end of my bed, and I would probably talk to it. You know, greyhounds particularly just adore human company, and they shadow you wherever you go. They're right next to you. They really feel part of you, and the nickname for them is Velcro dogs, because they stick to you, and that's what you want in a pet. You want loyalty, you want affection. Yeah, that's the whole idea. If you put the key in the door and walk in the door, and this animal just goes, yay, you're home, how exciting. And that's what you get with a greyhound. The good thing is that they don't actually, I mean, contrary to what we would probably think, they don't have to race. That's something that they're good at because of their build. They're good sprinters. They're not actually distance runners. They're fast sprinters, and that's why they race them, of course. But they don't need a lot of exercise, Mitchell, and they're not actually all that keen on long walks or vigorous exercise, so don't take your greyhound jogging because it won't be happy.
Well, that's what I was saying to Cheryl, was did the greyhound that you had as a pet run you off the lead? Because I didn't really know, you know, what it was all about, but no, I'm assured that it was just like any other dog, or maybe even a bit more placid.
Well, they're very happy with a couple of short walks a day and a bit of a sprint around the garden, so if you can't take it for long walks, don't be even slightly concerned. I'm selling them to everyone as a pet because they really are very social dogs, and they actually really love the company of other dogs. They do struggle a little bit because of the, especially a rescued or retired greyhound, because they struggle a little bit with cats and very small dogs because that's what they've been trained to do, to chase these little animals. So they do love playing with other dogs, but because of their upbringing, they have to be trained back into being socialised. They've been kept in cages and they're not playing with other dogs. That's the last thing a greyhound racer would want. They don't want their dogs out on the track suddenly deciding they want to go for a little romp. So really, they're gentle, they're intelligent, they learn very quickly, and they have really no trouble at all once they're rehomed, or certainly when they come through the adoption agencies, of which there are a couple, and I'll give you a name or two. The other thing is their short coat and synthetic don't provide enough padding to keep them warm, so they really are indoor dogs. They will just lie around in the softest, snuggliest place that they can find, and people are often really surprised to find how gentle and soft they are. You can cuddle them, they'll fall asleep with you while watching TV, they'll sleep in your bed. Is this appealing to you, Mitchell?
My place doesn't let me have dogs, so it's a very easy decision.
Would you have one if you could?
It's difficult just because of the work required, I suppose, in upkeep. Like, I'm a single person, I don't have any kids, I live for myself and myself only. So I just think that would be an interesting transition to make.
Really?
I water my plants once a week and that's about it.
Is it really? Well, how are you going with your plants? Are they staying alive?
I think they're just on the brink of staying alive, yes. Hanging by a thread.
Don't overwater them.
I won't.
Always poke your finger in to see if the soil's damp below the surface, and if it is, you don't water them. They will die from overwatering before they'll die from
underwatering.
Yeah, absolutely. Most plants.
I will bear that in mind.
We'll get back to the greyhounds.
Yes.
When you see you very rarely these days see a greyhound with a muzzle, and that's because they don't need to wear a muzzle. Some councils and some states will make your greyhound, you know, it's part of their bylaw that the greyhound has to wear a muzzle, and that's a shame because they aren't vicious dogs. They're very calm and placid dogs. They're great with children, good with families, and quite often they are okay. You know, the press that adopts the greyhounds will tell you whether your animal that you're adopting is going to be okay with small animals because they test them. And these adoption places are very thorough with their training and retraining and training greyhounds to be rehomed. But because of their high chasing instincts, it's always better to err on the side of caution. And of course, like Marita's beautiful song, they cannot be let off the lead. They have to be walked on a lead. And that's where the sadness in her song comes from, because it breaks her heart, of course, to not be able to let Fern run along the Merry Creek as Fern's going for her walks. But yep, I'm all for greyhounds being rehomed. And if anyone out there is interested, we have I've got two sites here that people can go and read about greyhounds, look at pictures of greyhounds that are currently up for adoption within Victoria. And one is a funny, gorgeous name, Amazing Greys. Amazing, the word, and greys.com.au. And the other one is GAP, Greyhound Adoption Program, gap.gov.org.au. So there you go, and I've got a really beautiful saying to finish with today.
Yes.
Dogs, for a reason that can only be described as divine, have the ability to forgive, let go of the past, and live each day joyously. And it's something the rest of us can strive for. And that's from Jennifer Skiff, from a book called The Divinity of Dogs.
Very interesting stuff. And you've done your research on this topic, as far as you know.
More about greyhounds than I did yesterday.
Yes. I just wanted to ask, like, as far as you know, what's it like with the adoption programs at the moment? Are they finding that they have more dogs than people willing to adopt?
They have got plenty of dogs. Mm. Certainly the sites that I went on to, and like Barita said in her song, they are beautiful. She adores her dog, and she would love to see people adopting greyhounds because she couldn't recommend them more highly.
What I think is interesting as well in that is that a lot of people might go to a pet shop or something and get a new puppy, but it just shows you can adopt a current dog and, you know, change a life in terms of the pet and make a real difference.
That's right, you can, Mitchell, and racing greyhounds have a short lifespan as far as their racing career. And so a lot of the dogs on the websites for adoption, on those two websites, are 2-, 3-, 4-year-old greyhounds, which is not old for a dog. Mm. And there's something about a rescued dog. They just make amazing pets. It's almost as if they know that they have been rescued.
Very good point. Well, Trish, thank you so much for joining me. Really appreciate it. And you'll be with Dennis on Thursday. We'll talk to you in a fortnight.
You bet.
Good on you. Trish there from Talking Heads magazine. Always good to catch up every fortnight.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.